Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Minister Retno Marsudi affirms the neutrality of Indonesian diplomats in the 2019 political year. Minister Retno says economic diplomacy prioritized to expand Indonesia's export markets. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Alfi Marsudi emphasized the neutrality of Indonesian diplomats in the political year 2019. In Jakarta on Wednesday, she instructed all Indonesian diplomats under her ministry to help make the 2019 general election a success, which will be held next April across Indonesia.
Memasuki tahun politik, saya ingin tegaskan,
entering the political year, I want to emphasize that all Indonesian diplomats must be neutral and continue to uphold professionalism in their work. I have asked all Indonesian representatives abroad to have made the 2019 election a success. Every vote of the Indonesian people, including Indonesian citizens abroad, is valuable in determining Indonesia's future.
WNI di luar negeri berharga dalam menentukan masa depan Indonesia.
Minister Retno Alfi Marsudi further expressed her appreciation to all the diplomats and staff at the center and at representatives, especially in representatives that are vulnerable and dangerous, for their dedication and hard work. Appreciation was also conveyed to the Indonesian House of Representatives, especially Commission 1, for the cooperation that has been established in supporting Indonesia's foreign diplomacy. Minister Retno also pointed out that diplomacy is inclusive, so that it is no longer dominated by diplomat work, but also by various other stakeholders. Economic diplomacy has become one of the priorities of Indonesian foreign policy by boosting the country's economy and trade cooperation with African, Central, and South American countries. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Alfi Marsudi stated through her annual press statement on Wednesday that one of the endeavors that Indonesia had made to strengthen its cooperation with new markets in Africa was the convening of the Indonesia-Africa Forum in early 2018. As a result, related parties signed a business agreement worth over $586 million and a business announcement worth some $1.3 billion. She added that Indonesia had also attempted to focus on the new markets in Central and South America. General Chairman of the Indonesian Biofuel Export Association Tatang Hernas has stated that palm oil has the great potential to be developed as a bioenergy in Indonesia. Thus, the existence of palm oil commodity must continue to be supported by all parties. This was stated by Tatang Hernas in the discussion of palm oil for the country in Jakarta on Wednesday. As reported by Antara News Agency, researcher of the Technology Assessment and Application Agency, Agus Kismanto, also said that the use of palm oil as a bioenergy must continue to be encouraged to become a green and renewable energy source. In regard to this, chairperson of the Indonesian Palm Oil Business Association, Joko Supriyono, stated that the presence of palm oil continues to make a major contribution to the country and society through the development of palm oil derivative industries as environmentally beneficial bioenergy. The government has targeted to sign the Gross Split Production Sharing Contract, PSC, a broken All Black in Riau by the end of January. This was stated by spokesman of the Energy and Mineral Resource Ministry Agung Pribadi on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. Earlier in December 2018, state-run oil company PT Pertamina had paid a signature bonus of $784 million and a guarantee of 10% of commitment to achieve sustainable performance, or some $500 million. Meanwhile, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius Jonan stated the negotiation on the contract would take some 2 weeks before they can sign it. He said that once the ministry starts it, in the next 2 weeks, the ministry can sign the contract. The operation of Rukan Block under Pertamina starting from August 9, 2021 would increase the company's contribution to national oil production to 60%. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The construction of ASEAN Secretariat Building in South Jakarta, which is now 85% completed, is scheduled for full completion in March 2019. Escorted by Antara News Agency, Minister of Public Works and Housing Basuki Hadimulyono said that the building will have a function worthiness certificate. His ministry has reportedly provided technical assistance to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to build the ASEAN Secretariat Building at Jalan Trunojoyo No. 1, Kebayoran Baru, South Jakarta. The building has an environmentally friendly design with standard certificate of green building of platinum level issued by Green Building Council of Indonesia. Minister Hadimulyono added that he, along with Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, inspected the construction of the ASEAN Secretariat Building on Monday. The government has accelerated the development of temporary post-disaster housing for victims of the earthquake, tsunami, and liquefaction in Palu Central, Sulawesi. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Vice President Yusuf Kalla stated on Wednesday that one-third of the total 12,000 temporary houses planned to be built for the victims have been finalized and occupied. The government is still working on it. The temporary housing is needed because victims will be relocated. The Public Works and Housing Ministry has finalized 190 of the total 699 units of temporary housing for victims of the earthquake in Palu City, Sigi, and Donggala districts in central Sulawesi. Some evacuees have begun to leave the shelter and reside in their houses. Three Indonesian members of a ship crew abducted in the waters of Congo on October 29, 2018 were released and reunited with their families in Indonesia. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the three Indonesians were released in an identified region in Nigeria, north of the Congo waters, on January 2nd and arrived in Jakarta on January 4th. Meanwhile, Director of Indonesian Citizen Protection of the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, after the annual press statement of the Foreign Affairs Minister on Wednesday, stated that they have been reunited with their family. Well, listener, that was the news.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. For today's title is Commemoration of World's 1 Million Tree Day, Not Just a Ceremony. Every January 10th, the world community, including Indonesia, commemorates 1 Million Tree Day. In Indonesia, the government, private sector, and various organizations take part in commemorating this important day. On the day, a large number of trees are planted simultaneously. The commemoration of the 1 million tree day by planting trees is very important, considering the number of trees in the world, including in Indonesia, has decreased dramatically. Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya affirmed that based on the result of a survey in 2013, around 24.3 million hectares of forest and land in Indonesia were in critical condition. The condition of the critical forest is caused by many factors such as forest fires, illegal logging, the paper industry, new land clearing, and other factors. The Indonesian government, through the Minister of Environment and Forestry, has made various efforts to improve the condition of the forest. take, for example, the reconstruction of multi-purpose forests, urban forests, mangrove rehabilitation, and the implementation of the 25 tree planting movement that was launched by President Joko Widodo on August 2, 2017. Involving students, scouts, personnel of Indonesian Forces TNI, National Police, Polri, and other mass organizations. The tree planting for the 2014 until 2016, according to Minister Siti Nurbaya, has been realized by reaching an area of 1 for 20 million hectares. Tree planting activities from 2014 until 2016 will address critical land reaching 24 million hectares. The question is whether the planted trees live or grow until today. President Joko Widodo at the commemoration of Indonesian Tree Planting Day in Ponjon Sub-District, Gunung Kidul, 9 December 2017, expressed his concern about tree planting activities in the commemoration of the 1 million tree day as a ceremonial activity. His concern is very appropriate because so far many trees had been planted, but there is no follow-up. The tree planting activities has spent a lot of budget, but the results are not worth the cost incurred. Thus, the commemoration of 1 million tree day this year is a momentum to raise awareness that planting plant is not enough. There must be follow-up by caring for the planting trees and ensuring that the tree can grow well. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, our regular program Today in History starts from an event on January 10, 1929. The legend comic about the journalist Tintin was published for the first time in Belgium. The story of Tintin comic previously only appeared in additional edition of Le 20e siècle in Belgium, with interesting and funny story of adventure of a young journalist accompanied by a white dog. Tintin's comic has brought idea and fresh entertainment to the readers. The stories, which are presented by illustrator Georges Remy with pseudonyms Hers, took many inspirations from articles and photographs from various sources. One of the titles of Tintin's adventures is Flight 714, which took setting on the island of Indonesia. The next event was in 1920, the establishment of League of Nations. League of Nations was established after the World War I in a bid to accommodate the interests of the nations and to maintain world peace. The establishment of the League was initiated by the US President Woodrow Wilson in the peace agreement in Versailles, but the United States did not join the League. 42 countries became members when the League was established. Among 23 countries still survived as the members until the League was dismissed in 1945. The last event was in 1966, demonstration acting of student with Tritura. After political conflict in September 1965 and also communist issue which hit Indonesia, thousands of students who were joined in Unity of Indonesian Student Action, or KAMI, staged a huge demonstration starting in Jakarta on January 10, 1966. The action was known with the name Tritura, or People's Free Demands, containing of first, dismissing Communist Party of Indonesia, second, changing Dwikora cabinet, and third, decreasing the prices.
The action that spread out throughout Indonesia finally forced President Sukarno to issue Surat Perintah 11 Maret or Order of March the 11th, which delegated full authority to the Lieutenant General Suharto to take action in a bid to restore the situation throughout Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Tersembunyi di antara kita seolah kau tutupi dengan kata cinta. Kau titipkan senyum pada bintang di langit. Apa yang terjadi bila hati terasa awan kelabu menyelimuti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the world on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia entitled El Nino Comes, Ministry of Environment and Forestry Begins to Anticipate Forest and Land Fires. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry anticipates the possibility of forest and land fires. The move was taken from the beginning of the year after the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency predicted moderate El Nino from January to February 2019. Ruanda Agung Sugardiman, Director General of Climate Change Control, in a written statement received in Jakarta on Monday, January 7, said that moderate El Nino needs to be anticipated earlier in the Indonesian region. El Nino is a climate phenomenon that has an impact on the appearance of hot temperatures. Therefore, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry doubled Mangala Agni's preparedness, which also called Forest Fire Control Brigade for the prevention of land and forest fires. Meanwhile, Director of Forest and Land Fire Control, Raffles Panjaitan, said that Mangala Agni is prepared to carry out various prevention and early blackouts in fire-prone areas. Raffles further said that hot temperature and strong winds are currently the trigger for forest and land fires, such as in the area of Dumai Regency, Riau Province. Until now, Mangala Agni continues to extinguish fires in Mamugo Village, Tanah Putih District, Rokan Hilir Regency. The condition of the peatlands and strong winds become obstacle in effort of blackout. However, Raffles said, Mangala Agni and related parties continue to extinguish under any circumstances. Mangala Agni also continues to establish coordination and synergy with the Indonesian Military or TNI, National Police, Regional Disaster Management Agency BPBD, concession companies, village officials and the Fire Care Society to jointly undertake effort to control forest and land fires. In addition, monitoring of hotspots is also continuing, so that any hotspots can be immediately monitored to the field to be anticipated immediately. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terkagum pada pandangmu, caramu melihat.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you about Saung Ciburial Tourism Village in West Java. If you are looking for a typical rural holiday sensation with unspoiled views and fresh air, Saung Ciburial Tourism Village is the right tourism destination to visit. The tourism village, located in Sukalaksana Village, Samarang Sub-District, West Java, offers a typical rural atmosphere with green field and forest. To get to the tourist village, the road access is quite easy. From downtown Bandung, you can take to Samarang Kamojang Main Road. From the Samarang Kamojang Road, you can turn into the road of Randu Kurung Village, Sukakarya Sub-District. From the Sukakarya Sub-District, you just walk along the village road that has been concreted until you can enter the Ciburial Tourism Village area. The rural atmosphere begins to feel once you enter the gate of Sukalaksana Village. You can see clean roads with well-organized residential area and rice fields on the left side of the road. Ciburial Tourism Village was pioneered by Chief of Sukalaksana Village, Oban Subana, since 2010. The initial idea was how to attract money to develop the village. The Sukalaksana Tourism Village, which was built on an area of approximately 3 hectares, mostly consists of rice field and fields. The area also has a large fish pond, a source of natural spring called Ciburial Spring, as well as 3 lodgings, meeting rooms, and office buildings. If you visit the village, besides enjoying the rural atmosphere, you can also join its tour packages. With an educational tour package, you can learn to plant mustard green, processing rice field, bathing and shaving garret sheep, and catching fish in ponds. In addition, there are also skill tour packages from learning silat, gamelan, making batik, making handicrafts and soap from vetiver ingredients, and you can also enjoy a variety of children's traditional games. Saung Ciburial Tourism Village also provides accommodation for those who want to stay overnight. The tourism village provides 4 saungs that can be rented, namely Saung Ciburial 1 and 2, Cikalapa 1 and 2, and Cilia. However, each saung can accommodate more than 10 people. Homestay facilities are also available in the project. For homestay, there are 230 houses in this village that can be used. That was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Saung Ciburial Tourism Village in West Java. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to Miss Solani. In today's edition, we will present information about Indonesian author receives Prince Close Award 2018. Stay tuned. Listeners, Indonesian literary world has just collected a prideful achievement. Indonesian author Eka Kurniawan received the Prince Close Award 2018 for the literary category on 6th of December in the Netherlands. This annual award is presented to individuals, groups, or organizations engaging in cultural field. Their literary works have contributed to developing the society in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and Caribbean islands. Eka Kurniawan is chosen as the winner because of his ability to narrate imaginative stories through the beauty of prose, as well as the universality of the themes of his stories. Listeners, 213 people were listed as the nominations of the Prince Close Award 2018. 85 of them were accepted and reselected by the Prince Close Award Board. Those who were selected were invited to attend the formal awarding ceremony in the Royal Palace, Amsterdam, before the Royal Family of Kingdom of the Netherlands and guests coming from all around the world. The award would also be given to respective country of the winner, followed by a ceremony led by Dutch ambassador. Besides Eka Kurniawan, the other winners of the Prince Close Award 2018 include Adong Judith from Uganda for theatrical category, Marwa Al-Sabuni from Syria for the architecture and urbanism category, Kidla Tahimik from Philippines for visual arts and film category, and O Menelik Ato from Brazil from media and journalistic category. Meanwhile, Market Photo Workshop from South Africa won the Principal Prince Close Award 2018 for photography category. Dada Masilo, who also comes from South Africa, won the Next Generation Award 2018 for the dance category. Listeners, Eka Kurniawan is an Indonesian author who was born on 28th of November 1975. His works counter all discriminative political treatments. Eka tries to communicate social issues through his creative works so that they can be delivered easily to the public and build better perception about their country. The writer who pursued his study at Gajah Mada University, Yogyakarta, Indonesia, is thought to be able to sharpen people's understanding about history so that people will have better perception about their country. He is also able to promote local culture of Indonesia by combining local mythology in his stories, which has probably been abandoned in Indonesian literary tradition. The author of Cantik and Luka, or in English, Beautiful and Wound, uses the power of literature to deliver crucial topics in creative way, especially in the period when freedom of expressing opinion was restricted. That was Miscellany about Indonesian author receives Prince Close Award 2018. See you on our next edition with other interesting topics.
Yeah.
apakah dia tahu apa yang telah terjadi semenjak hari itu? Hati ini miliknya.
Dia jatuh hati seperti apa yang ku rasa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present you to a song from Betaria Sonata. The singer has started her singing since 1980s. She released her debut album entitled Kau Tercipta Untukku in 1981, with a leading song with the same title, Kau Tercipta Untukku. The song tells the story about a couple lover created by God Almighty to be always together until the end of life. Listener, here is the song, Kau Tercipta Untukku by Betaria Sonata.
Kusut masam rambut dan gaun malam. sana kau berdua, di sini aku sendiri. Di sana kau tersenyum, di sini aku yang menangis. Jangankan untuk bertemu, memandang pun saja sudah tak boleh. Apalagi bernyanyi bersama bagai hari lalu. Jangankan mengirim surat, menitip salam pun sudah tak boleh. Ternyata memang kau tercipta bukan untukku. Oh, oh. Kan ku simpan wajahmu, kan ku ukir namamu, di sini sendiri merajut hari-hari. Bukankah esok atau lusa mati pun di sini sendiri merajut hari-hari. Bukankah esok atau lusa mati pun aku sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bila saja engkau masih di sini, pastilah diriku tak sepi begini. Hari-hari pun semakin terasa membawa kejenuhan di dalam hidupku. Hanyalah semata engkau satu kasihku, sebagai penyejuk jiwa. Semakin gelap, namun mata ini tak jua terpejam. Kerinduan
of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.